Exclusive. GOP Senator Jim Banks introduces bill to ban sexualization of children at school. By Catherine Hamilton on June 26, 2026. Senator Jim Banks, RN, introduced a bill on Wednesday evening that would ban the sexualization of students at K-12 schools. The bill, called the Stop the Sexualization of Children Act, would amend the Elementary and Secondary Education Act of 1965 to prohibit federal funding from going to schools to develop, implement, facilitate, host, or promote any program or activity for, or to provide or promote literature or other materials to, children under the age of 18 that includes sexually oriented material, and for other purposes. The American taxpayer should not be funding sexually explicit content for minors. It's that simple. I'm proud to lead this bicameral effort in the Senate to ensure children aren't exposed to explicit sexual themes in the classroom, Banks told Breitbart News. The bill's text says no funds may go to programs or materials that include sexually oriented material that exposes the children to nude adults, individuals who are stripping, or lewd or lascivious dancing. The bill defines sexually oriented material to mean anything that includes any depiction, description, or simulation of sexually explicit conduct or involves gender dysphoria or transgenderism. Banks' office noted that studies have shown exposure to sexual content at an early age puts youth at greater risk for early sexual activity, unsafe sexual practices, and other risky sexual behaviors. Background on the bill from Banks' office reads: sexual content and themes continue to find their way into American schools and classrooms, putting more students at risk each day. Across the country, schools have knowingly provided children with access to sexually explicit literature, hosted activities of a sexual nature, and exposed students to mature themes involving sexual orientation and gender identity. Across the country, parents have been censored for reading explicit books from school libraries at school board meetings to highlight concerns about the obscene materials available in their districts. His office also pointed out that taxpayer funding has been used in places like New York City public schools to sponsor drag queen story hour programs. Sexually explicit material and gender ideology continue to proliferate in schools across the country at all ages, his office said. OMG. Grosse Pointe Public Schools, at GP Schools, in Michigan hosted a family-friendly pride event at an elementary school where half-naked drag queens danced provocatively for children while taking cash tips. This is a taxpayer-funded public school grooming kids. defundpic.twitter.com/g2zkshu/kf/fpl. Libs of TikTok, at Libs of TikTok, June 22, 2026. The bill notes that it would not apply to teaching standard science coursework, including biology, botany, zoology, microbiology, cytology, genetics, ecology, human health, or human anatomy and physiology, the texts of major world religions, classic works of literature, or classic works of art. Representative Mary Miller, REL, introduced a version of the bill in the House in February with the support of 22 co-sponsors. The House Committee on Education and Workforce passed the bill 18-13 in March and is expected to send it to the full House for consideration. The bill is endorsed by several conservative and parental rights groups, including Family Research Council, Independent Women's Forum, American Principles Project, Eagle Forum, Family Policy Alliance, Parental Rights Foundation, and Moms for America. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.